You're listening to 1360 WNAH Nashville.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi. Praise the Lord. This is One in Messiah Congregation, Kahal Chad Ben Mashiach, One in Messiah. I thank God I could be here this afternoon. I just love preaching the gospel. You know, it's a wonderful thing in this world where everything is so against the gospel. And it's a sad thing to me that many more people aren't preaching the gospel. But we are One in Messiah Congregation, and we come from a Jewish-Hebrew perspective, if you don't never heard of us before. We meet at the Living Word, the New Hope Community Church in Franklin, Tennessee. Excuse me, in Brentwood, Tennessee. I got to get my facts straight here. Let's start that again. We meet at the New Hope Community Church in Brentwood, Tennessee, and we're there every Saturday, Lord willing, and that's at 12 o'clock Central Time for the Sabbath. And if you don't know what the Sabbath is, I'll be glad to explain it to you. It's the fourth commandment of the living God. Yeah, I know it's not popular because, of course, we all know the Catholic Church erased the fourth commandment, but we believe in the Ten Commandments, and there's so many people say they believe in the commandments that we go check them out, and we find out most of them got nine. Some of them have less than nine. You know, I mean, I don't want to get into that at the moment, but, you know, we believe in the Ten Commandments here at One in Messiah Congregation. Our website is oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. And we come from a Jewish way of looking at the scriptures. You know, I thank God we could be here today. Today is May 11th, 2007, and of course, we always let you know what date it is in God's calendar. We are still in the month of Ziv in the Bible, and that's the second month of God, and it's the 23rd day. Tonight, it will be the 24th. Tonight at sundown is the 24th, and of course, tonight also starts the fifth week of counting the Omer, and I just thank God. It's the fifth week from the resurrection, or the fifth week from the waving of the sheaf. The priest waved the sheaf, the first fruits unto God. So we're still doing that. We're still on our approach to Pentecost, or Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks. I just want to let you know, I'm live at the studio today if you want to talk to me. That's 615-256-1360. That's 256-1360 if you want to give me a call, if you don't know what I'm talking about. We're on the month of Ziv. That's in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. It says the second month of God is called Ziv. So maybe you don't know God has a calendar. It's Chodesh Ziv, Hu HaChodesh HaShani. And that's what it says in Hebrew. I try to bring you a little bit of Hebrew to make sure you understand that the Jews wrote the Bible. I mean, you know, the prophets were Jewish. The apostles were Jewish. Jesus, Yeshua, was Jewish. So, you know, Jesus was born of a virgin, and an Alma, it is predicted hundreds and hundreds of years before he even came to this earth in the book of Isaiah. I just thank God that we have a living God who the Bible is the only book in the world that has genuine fulfilled prophecy, and also prophecies that haven't even come to pass yet. You know, I've been talking to many brothers this week and sisters, and we're talking about, you know, it's amazing. Here it is in our generation, there is a Sanhedrin again. Sanhedrin is the actual council that helped destroy the Lord, Jesus, Yeshua. You know, and they're again created after between 1400, some people say 1700. So we'll approximate somewhere between 1400 and 1700 years. There was no Sanhedrin, but now again it's created. They're growing up in Israel. They're 2.5 years old, and they try to do blood sacrifices this year on the Temple Mount during Passover that just passed. And they're pushing with all their might to build the third temple. They want to build this temple so bad. And I'm telling you, it just screams out to me that the world is coming towards the end. Because once there's a third temple, if you ever hear there's a third temple, the book of Thessalonians says that the Lord is not coming back until the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, and he's going to sit in the temple of God showing himself that he is God. So we can't do that right now because there's no temple, but they're pushing to build it right now. I mean, I hope this alerts everyone that these prophecies in the Bible are finally actually happening. And in someone's lifetime, not too far off in the future, the Antichrist will sit on the throne. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of these kind of verses, but you could look it up yourself right in the Bible. We are one of Messiah congregation. If you ever want to send us any mail, you can always send it to One in Messiah Congregation, P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. If you'd like to call me today, I'm at the studio. That's 256-1360, 615-256-1360. So we know now that God has his own calendar and still in the second month of God. And we're still talking about the spring feast of the Lord. We're counting the Omer, like I said. You know, it'll be the fifth week tonight. It says in Leviticus 23:15 about counting the Omer. You can look it up yourself from the morrow after the Sabbath. Of course, Pentecost is very important. It's a Mikra Kodesh. It's a meeting, a time of meeting. People get together, of people of God, that is. And we meet, and it's on Sunday. It's always on Sunday. And this year, it's, of course, on May 27th. So there's two Sabbaths in a row. There's the weekly Sabbath, and, of course, there's Chag Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost. And I thank God we could be here. Remember, Pentecost was prophesied in the book of Joel, that God would pour out his Holy Spirit. And, of course, he did that in the second chapter of the book of Acts. I hope everyone's following me on this. I know most Christians out there don't even know what the day of Pentecost is. They think it's over. Apostle Paul did Pentecost. I mean, this is after the Lord rose from the dead. He's still doing Pentecost. And we do it too. And it's a wonderful spring feast of the Lord. You know, that's also, if you look back in the Bible, in the Torah, we call it the Torah, that's the five books of Moses. You'll see the giving of the Torah was given, the commandments on Mount Sinai, Ha Sinai in Hebrew, and that's the giving of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and this was in the month of Sivan, which is another month of God. You should have heard of these months because they're right in the Bible. That's in Esther chapter 8, verse 9, and that's the third month of God, Sivan. So I know everyone is so used to following Pope Gregory's calendar. You know, we use it in America, of course, and they use it all around the world. This calendar you look at every day is the Gregorian calendar by Pope Gregory in the 1500s. But God has his own calendar. You know, I thank God I had an opportunity to meet an old friend of mine yesterday. It was very nice. And we had a very nice get-together, three of us. And, you know, while I was there, we're in Tennessee, of course, at the moment. And we went to this, the Opryland. I'm sure you heard of that, Gaylord there, you know. And I was thinking while I was there, here he is, Mr. Gaylord, the owner of this place, passed away a year or two ago. And guess what? His hotel is still there. He couldn't take anything with him. I mean, no matter who you are, no matter how much you attain, you know, whatever you attain, dust we came in and dust we're going out. You know, I was thinking about some of the scriptures when I was there because everybody was so busy with their commerce and their business and their meetings. You know, it's easy to say or it's easy to feel, you know, that the Lord delays his coming. You know, you say, where is the promise of his coming? You know, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4 talks of these things. It says, it looks like all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. You know, sometimes it looks like the world's just going to go on and on and on and on. But nobody keeps their eyes on the prophecies. I do. I watch Israel. I watch the Sanhedrin. I watch now the pushing towards the sacrifices they want to do. I watch the pushing for the third temple they're trying to build. And I say to myself, gosh, the world is actually finally coming to, it's going to come to an end, like the Bible says. You know, this last week or so, unfortunately, everyone needs to call their congressman. They've even passed a law in the House that you can't even, you know, can't preach against homosexuality. It's a hate crime that if somebody in your congregation goes out and does something to a homosexual, then they come and get the minister. And this is ridiculous because that's right in the Bible that we don't come against homosexuals. We just preach that it's a sin like any other sin. I mean, you're not supposed to be homosexual. You're not supposed to be effeminate, according to the Bible. Men are not supposed to wear that which pertaineth to a woman, and vice versa. Women are not supposed to wear that pertains to a man. I mean, that's just... But now they're passing laws where you can't even basically preach the gospel. You'd be thrown in jail. What do you think of that? This is right here in America. You can go on a congress.org and look it up if you don't believe me. So the laws are being changed where they protect the criminals. I mean, it's a sad thing. We have people that are running around giving away, giving out false Social Security numbers, illegal people running around in the country, and no one seems to care that much. So we try to tell people, Bible says, be vigilant, be sober, walk circumspect, know what's going on around and about you, and know also that it might feel like the Lord's delaying is coming. It might feel like all things continue as they were from the beginning. But time is ticking. The clock is running out. Those little sands are they're dissipating out of the you know, that little sand that goes from the top to the bottom. The hourglass, you know, it's just amazing to see this. Because the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, the day of the Lord will come. It's going to come. Even though you might think it, God fell asleep or he went on a vacation, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night if you're not watching. The heavens are going to pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. You know, we're Jews that believe in the Bible. You know, I thank God I could preach the gospel, and we're end-time prophecies. The Lord said he termed a remnant of the Jews would be saved. And I thank God I could be here today. You know, of course, we hope everyone comes to the saving knowledge of the Lord. Whether you're Jewish or not, God's no respect of persons. And we want everyone to understand that time is running out. You know, I'll tell you a story in the Bible, Luke chapter 12, verse 13. It goes on to say, and one of the company said unto his master, speak to my brother that he may divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, who made me a judge and a divider over you? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Amen. You know, like I was saying, I was at that hotel looking at it's mammoth. It's unbelievable. It's beautiful. But the man who owned it, he's gone. He couldn't take nothing with him. And only what he did for the Lord was going to be accounted for. You know, it says right here, then Jesus spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this is the man, the rich man, talking to himself. He said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there I bestow all the fruits of my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Isn't that amazing? That's the way most people, I think, they think there's no God or he's not coming back. And it's such a shame. I don't know if you have ever read this passage in the Gospels. To me, it's an eye-opener. Because God said unto him, verse 20, this is Luke chapter 12, on verse 20, God says, thou fool, you're a fool. It says, this night thy soul is required of thee. Wow. So you never know when you're going to meet the Lord. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter if you're rich. Doesn't matter if you're poor. Doesn't matter if you're young. And it doesn't matter if you're old. When the Lord says, thou fool, it's this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? In other words, everything that you saved up for yourself, your little stashes and your bonds and your properties and all that kind of stuff, you can't take it with you. Verse 21 says, so is he that laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You know, and when I was at meeting my friend, you know, I was looking around people, you know, they're it's not a sin to be successful. Don't get me wrong. It's not a sin to be successful. But I'm talking about how many people there were even thinking about storing up riches for God, being rich toward God. Everyone was just so busy trying to impress and do their thing and, you know, display their wares. And God's, who knows how many people went to meet the Lord this morning? I have no idea. And this is such an important thing. You know, in verse 45, some people say, "My Lord delayed his coming." Isn't that a sad? The Lord delays his coming. The Lord's not delaying his coming. The Bible says, Yeshua says, "I come quickly. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments." Right. And this is important. Remember, I'm live at the studio, 256-1360. 615-256-1360. If you'd like to talk to me, my name is Malachi or Malachi in Hebrew. And if you'd like to call me Angelo in English, that's fine. It all means messenger. I'm right here at the studio if you'd like to talk to me. You might know people that it seems like the Lord's delaying is coming. You know, they might give you that impression, but don't let it affect you. Because one day there will be an end, the Bible says. You know, we've also heard people say in the past that, you know, I put my dues in, let somebody else do it, pertaining to serving God. And that's exactly basically what they said in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 14. It is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? How dare them say that? They're going to meet God. How many people are you going to think are going to be so proud when they meet the Lord and he says, "You thought it was vain to serve me? You thought I delayed my coming? Did you actually think I delayed my coming? I'm never late. I'm never early. I'm always right on time," God says. You know, God is never late. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, Apostle Paul, he's talking to Timothy, and verse 7 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." Amen. I mean, seriously, you never seen a hearse when they're going to the funeral. You never seen some kind of rent a truck behind that carrying the guy's all his stuff, right? Of course not. "No, we brought nothing into this world and nothing we can carry out." And don't take me wrong. We're all for education. We're all for the advancement. And we're all of man, that is. We're all for, of course, progress. It's okay to be successful. We're just saying make sure you're rich toward God, because what you do for God is going to have an eternal reward. I just thank God that I could be here this afternoon. You know, I'd love to be here on the radio longer than a half hour. I wish some people would get behind us with some finances. You know, we're Jews that are looking for property so we can have our own building for God. I talk to people every day all around the world. And it's a joy to me to preach the gospel. We're always looking for brothers and sisters to go out into the streets to preach the gospel. We've been going out a couple of times, and I wish we can go out more and more. I wish God would give us an open door that we can go preach the gospel every day. Go around the country and preach the word. Get people to keep the commandments. You know, it's so important. Revelation says, chapter 22, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that you may have right to the tree of life and enter into the gate to the city." You know, repent. This is the same message we want to bring to this lost and dying world. They're trying to take away our freedoms. We can't preach the gospel. The Sanhedrin's pushing for the third temple. I mean, there's so many things going on in the world. I mean, you need to really focus on the real news. There's different stations out there you can tune into. Some of these local stations, a little sensational for me. I like looking on the internet and getting some real news. You know, Job has the same message, Brother Job in the Bible, chapter 1, verse 21. He says, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither." That's the way we're going to come. You can't take anything with you. So no matter what you attain or achieve or how many buildings you own or cars or whatever, jewelry, hey, you're not taking nothing with you. You're coming, you came naked, you're leaving naked. And that's just the way it is. And only what you do for God is going to remain. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, Kohelet in Hebrew, the preacher, you know, Solomon there, he said he hated life, chapter 2, verse 17, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. He said, yea, he hated all his labor which he'd taken under the sun, because he should leave it unto a man that shall be after him. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? In other words, some people, the property and the things of the rich, they cause the rich not even to have a good sleep. They're always thinking about it, the Bible says. No, that's why we tell people all the time, make sure you're doing something for God. Some people never even attain to different things, but in their minds and in their hearts, they covet other people's success. They covet other people's, material things that they have attained. We tell people all the time, you know, the word the covetousness is the 10th commandment out of the 10 commandments in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. Thou shalt not covet. Covet is very, it's a sneaky thing. Covetousness takes in lust. And it takes in also corrupt minds and hearts. You know, if your heart is wrong and your minds are wrong, it brings in lust. And you start lusting after people's goods. I mean, I don't know if you read your Ten Commandments lately, Exodus chapter 20. But the Tenth Commandment, Exodus 20:17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. There's people out there constantly lusting after other people's wives. That's coveting, and it's a sin. It says you're not supposed to covet anyone's servants or maidservants or animals or asses, anything that's your neighbor's. Deuteronomy adds the word, not supposed to covet your neighbor's fields. Same thing, but this is because people think God isn't watching. God delays his coming. God is not really real. We can do anything we want. You know, I was talking to a person today in England, you know, a young boy. We want him to keep the Shabbat. Not because we want to be mean. No, it's a commandment. It's one of the Ten Commandments. I don't know if people read their Ten Commandments. They're in Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5. Being holy, kadosh, is very important. And the most important thing is, of course, you must be born again of the Spirit before you could even understand these things. You must be born again. You know, here we have Yeshua saying this to Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee. So beware of covetousness, Yeshua says. Beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. That's so important. So many people are just trying to get more and more possessions, more and more this. Their eyes are never full. The ears are never satisfied. They just can't get enough. You know, some people just want more and more and more and more and more. And then, boom, they get a heart attack. And then they go meet the Lord. And God says, thou fool, tonight, today, your soul is required. What did you do for me? Did you repent? God says, did you repent and accept my word, my son, who I sent to earth to die for your sins? As all the prophecies in the Bible predicted, over 300 prophecies of the Messiah from all the prophets that prove that Yeshua is the living God, he died for your sins. Have you even thought of him, or did you just try to take care of your life? You know, a lot of people, it's just me, 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 I. They never think about, what did I do for God? What did you do for God last week, last month? We wish we had more finances so we can get out in the streets every day. If you'd like to get behind us, send us an offering. If you want to send an offering or sponsor a radio show, just send it to One of Messiah Congregation, O-N-E-I-N-M-E-S-S-I-A-H Congregation, P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. You know, send us correspondence. Talk to us. Let us know if you like the radio show. We are Jews that are preaching the gospel, and I thank God we could be here. You know, this message of covetousness, I can't really cover it in such a short amount of time. But if you'd like to join us tomorrow on the Sabbath of the Lord, we're going to be at the New Hope Community Church at 12 o'clock. That's 605 Wilson Pike, 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. Tomorrow I'll have a longer message on covetousness. It is so many verses, and it's an amazing commandment. It's the 10th commandment of the 10 commandments, and most people don't even think about covetousness. Most people don't even know covetousness entails lust and corrupt minds, or, you know, hearts that, you know, out of the heart proceeds these things, Jesus, Yeshua said. So we tell people all the time, purify your hearts, guard your hearts, be born again, repent. You know, the Lord is coming. I don't know, I wish that people that listen to this broadcast, I hope you understand that we believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in English. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah of Israel. And we're talking about today Chamad. Chamad in Hebrew is being covetousness. We're talking about people do many things because they think the Lord delayed his coming. And where is the promise of his coming? We heard this message our whole life. And some people think that God fell asleep. Believe me, everything is happening according to God's timetable. God owns the time glass of infinity. He is very much on time. There's no, you know, God is very, very prompt. He is never late. I tell people all the time, come and join us on the Sabbath. Learn about the Sabbath. Get away from the Protestant doctrines. Most Protestants never even heard of the fourth commandment. There's 10. Read your Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy 5. Join us tomorrow. And come and we'll explain to you about Pentecost coming. We're in the fifth week of course, counting the Omer. We're in the second month. We're in the 23rd day at the moment. Come and learn these things. God has his own calendar. God has his own feasts. I mean, it's so important. There are commandments of God that have been erased. Come and learn from people that study the scriptures. I am the minister of Malachi with One of Messiah Congregation, Angelo in English. I thank God I could be here. This is such a time just seems to get by when there's so many things to talk about. I just praise the Lord I could be here. You know, join us tomorrow for the Sabbath of the Lord. Remember, it's at the New Hope Community Church at 605 Wilson Pike. I'll be there at 12 o'clock, Lord willing. Come and study with us. Come and read with us. Right in Brentwood, Tennessee. We're not far from you. So if you're in Nashville or the surrounding areas, come and see how the Jews worship the Lord. And we believe in Jesus, Yeshua in Hebrew. You know, we are One of Messiah Congregation. Go to our website. Call us anytime after the broadcast. That's 591-9820. 615-591-9820. That's after the broadcast. I say, please, tonight have a Shabbat Shalom, and I hope to talk to you again shortly. I say, praise the Lord, we are One of Messiah. God bless you.
You're listening to 1360 WNAH Nashville.